yeah, you guys were able to jump right in and help transfer that annuity, get me the ability to go in there and help have control over the investment allocation within the product to help integrate it into the overall plan.
In this episode of Advisor Revelations, learn which annuities and strategies are best to use in high and low interest rate environments, and how advisors build holistic retirement portfolios using specific planning tools.
Welcome to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I'm Jackson, a Regional Vice President of Member Success at DPL Financial Partners. On today's episode, we're going to discuss how advisors are taking advantage of the current high interest rate environment through multi-year guaranteed annuities, as well as other fixed income alternatives to improve client plans while also learning to adjust strategies as these rates fluctuate. We'll also show how DPL's tools can help you create holistic retirement plans and more. Daniel's here today, and he is the owner of Wide Stewardship Financial Planning. Daniel, thanks for joining us. We've been working together for a while, but it's exciting to finally have you on the podcast. I know we've been talking about it for a little bit.
Yeah, glad to be here, Jackson, and thanks for what you and DPL do to help me and ultimately help my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And so before we get started into the nitty-gritty, could you just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your firm, kind of how you got started?
Yeah, so I'm a fee-only RIA. I joined, or rather launched the RIA about 6 years ago, late 2018. So it's been a fun journey. Prior to that, I was an Air Force officer. So my experience was as a career changer coming into this profession. I had done a lot of financial counseling work beforehand, stumbled across the CFP thanks to the work of like XY Planning Network and Michael Kitsis, and found real financial planning. And it was just like the light bulb moment went on. This is what I want to do. So launched the firm with a focus on working with active duty military and younger widows. Both of those I have personal experience in. As I've mentioned, a veteran, but also a widower. My wife, Sarah, died back in 2017. So that gave me a real heart and insight into a lot of the challenges that younger widows have. That's blended also with a lot of older widows. So I have some in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, things like that. But the majority of my clients are definitely in their 30s and 40s. And then many of them are now also Gold Star widows. So that blending of the two niches. So those are someone whose spouse has died while they're in active duty. So I do kind of very holistic, comprehensive financial planning, very heavily involved in life planning and also in financial therapy. So after I got the CFP, I realized there's a lot more to this than just the dollars and cents, and went back to school at Kansas State University in their financial therapy program, and integrating a lot of those therapeutic interventions in my work with clients. And so that's kind of the core of what I'm at right now. Primarily advice only. About two-thirds of my clients don't have me manage their assets, but a third do. It's an option. So it's in the classic kind of XYPN mold. So my annual retainer starts at like $7,000 a year and goes up based on complexity. Clients can choose to delegate asset management. And right now I work with about 44 households on an ongoing basis. Getting close to my capacity, I think around 50. So we'll see as it gets close to that. And I do about 8 to 12 project financial plans a year as well.
Awesome. Yeah. No, thanks for sharing that. Really good background on you. I know that I love working with you. It's been really awesome over the past, almost coming up on a year, I think, yes, working together. But you did, to that point, join DPL, I think around the end of 2023, like September, if I remember correctly. So could you just shed a little light on what you thought DPL was at the time, how you thought we could help you, and then what we've actually done to help you?
Yeah, so I came across DPL when I had a new client relationship show up about a year ago. So leading up to that signing on with DPL, and she'd had a pretty bad experience with a former advisor, and she wanted to cut ties entirely with this advisor. Part of her portfolio was in had a variable annuity out there that I wanted to be able to help her manage. So sever the prior relationship, completely bring everything over, and then integrate that into a financial plan. So in talking with that particular insurance company, they gave me a whole list of different options. Hey, go talk to one of these companies who can help you as a fee-only RIA do what you want to do, DPL being one of them. Now, I had heard of DPL before through a variety of podcasts, and I'd even heard your CEO, David Lau, on a couple of things. And so I was a little bit familiar with them, but I'd never done the due diligence. So I worked through that list, talked to a whole bunch of those companies, evaluated their options. And to say it was a competition would be doing an enormous disservice. Like DPL ran away with it from day one, both in the focus of the kind of firms that you're working with, the integration of the holistic planning effect, the ability to truly be that complete outsource. And then the final thing that just knocked it out of the park was the technology. I mean, logging in and utilizing DPL's tools where I could see and also teach me a lot of what I was going on. I'm a highly visual learner. I love to get in there and utilize those evaluations. And then the cherry on the top was the fact that you included the RESET, the Retirement Income Style Assessment Framework that Dr. Wade Fowle, Dr. Alex Murguia. So I've been following Wade Fowle's work for a long, long time, reading all his books and stuff. And when you guys included the license for that, which I found out was going to cost basically about the same as what your platform fee was. I mean, it was like a complete no-brainer considering I was planning to do that anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's very kind words from you. And to your point, you know, we do offer, you know, a huge platform and ways to educate advisors on the annuity space and put them into a little more, I guess, modern thinking where you're using an annuity as a fixed income alternative or you're using it to supplement a fixed income portfolio with a guaranteed income stream. And, you know, we have a lot of different low-cost options on the advisory side. Modern annuities have evolved quite a bit from where they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So could you share a little bit about the solutions that you found on our platform and ways that they've been able to help your clients as interest rates remain high? And if you want to go off that, how do you kind of see yourself utilizing them as, you know, rates eventually fall at some point in the future?
Yeah. So the thing that I emphasize in my work and in my talking with other planners and education and teaching, I'm also a professor in a CFP program, is what does the evidence say, right? Building an evidence-based practice. And obviously that's where, you know, leveraging a lot of the research that we mentioned, Dr. Wade Fowle, but also Blanchett and Finca, many guests that have been a part of, you know, the DPL and annuity landscape for a while. And what does it say about leveraging these types of products? So obviously you mentioned the bond alternative as a piece of this, but also how does it fit into a tax optimization situation? A lot of the work that I do with my widow clients is very heavy around ACA planning or Affordable Care Act planning. We need to control their AGI in order to maximize for their particular situation what kind of health insurance subsidy. So I do very in-depth tax planning, tax projections to what I do, what I call land the plane, right? If we're going to hit right at, say, like that 249% of federal poverty level, which is just below a cutoff threshold on a household size based on the amount of premium. And so when we can defer some income, particularly with the taxes on multi-year guaranteed annuities, as opposed to, you know, the CD or the money markets or those short-term bond funds that are generating those interest, right? And then we can use that to more strategically plan year over year. Not to mention the fact that most of the MIGA rates that I've seen are way better than anything that you can get for CDs. So taking a look at all the client cash or short-term positions that we already had, or in the case of like we did a lot of I-bonds a couple years ago, let's roll those out and now put it into something like a MIGA. So that's been step one with taking client assets or held away things that are just sitting there. Now let's earn a little bit better and let's incorporate some tax planning as it relates to. So, you know, that's been really helpful just to log into the DPL website, look at the marketplace, see all the options that are there, choose the best situation based on client terms, length of lockup, et cetera.
Yeah, that's been my experience as well. I've had, you know, a lot of traction from advisors recently who have typically been kind of averse to annuities and don't really want to play in that space. But the extra yield that you can generate with a MIGA versus, you know, your traditional CD or treasury has been pretty impressive, honestly. And I've even had those advisors that have been averse to MIGAs have started laddering them. And it's helpful now that it's great that we have the rates, we have the high rates, they can get them through DPL. The data feeds that we offer as well have been a big step towards being able to get visibility to those MIGA ladders, because traditionally, even if you wanted to ladder the MIGAs, you're still not able to get like that comprehensive view of the assets. And so now that we can feed that into people's portfolio management systems, it's been a huge success. And, you know, going off of the MIGAs, I know you and I talk a decent amount about guaranteed income as well. Won't get into like product specific names, but there are a few out there that have been really beneficial for your clients. So could you just share a little bit about how guaranteed income has impacted your clients as well?
Yeah, for the clients that I have that are in that withdrawal stage of portfolio, either because of, you know, widowhood or something like that, or the few retirees, because I've gotten a few referrals from like family members and things like that, even though I don't have a marketing focus there, is going back to that evidence-based framework. So leveraging the RESAs, the retirement income style assessment. So sending it to them and then based on that, helping the clients uncover what is their actual financial profile, their psychological needs that need to be met as a piece of this. And then leveraging that to help them understand, all right, what's the minimum kind of dignity floor that we need to create for you based on it? So really digging into the weeds on cash flow for that. Okay, your income need is X. Of that, what percentage of that, say they want $10,000 a month. Well, okay, we want to make sure that $6,000 of that or $5,000 of that is coming from those kind of steady, more guaranteed type sources. So leveraging Social Security or pensions, as well as then, well, you need to make up a gap potentially. Well, let's look at where guaranteed income could help you fit in, sleep better at night, right? So much of that is just matched up with the data, but also the anecdotal experience. I work with a lot of military retirees. It's a beautiful thing to watch those folks come in and every month, like clockwork, spend their pension money and not think about it. So helping clients reframe what is sometimes the negative context or I've heard this from friend, blah, 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 and go back to, well, what it makes sense for your plan, putting in the context of that, tying it back to their hopes and fears and dreams. And so, all right, well, now we've identified the financial planning need. So that planning need drives then, well, let's look at the landscape. Let's pick the best product across a variety of options for what makes sense in this. And one of the things that has been helpful in that is also how long-term care is inevitably tied into this discussion. Most of the clients that I'm coming to or starting to work with, right, they have not purchased any kind of long-term care insurance. But especially of those, you know, older in that 50s, 60s, or maybe even 70s, right, they've seen it firsthand with their own family and it's been impressed upon them the importance of planning. So leveraging that and then taking a look at some of the income products that also have some of those activities of daily living riders that boost some of that income that maybe provides a middle ground. Because a lot of my clients are the mass affluent between, you know, 1 to 7 million in net worth. Maybe they could afford to self-insure, but what is that impact on legacy? How is that going to impact the next generation? Typically, one of the top five financial goals that they list is, I don't want to be a burden to my family members. So splitting that middle ground and finding a way to solve for multiple needs can be extremely helpful. And clients I've seen so far have been really receptive to that.
That's great. And the demographic that you mentioned just now, that kind of 1 to 5, 1 to 7 million dollar client, just remind me of something that you and I talk about a little bit more than maybe most people do, and that's the QLAC.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we talk about it a little bit here and there, if you just want to shed a little bit of light on what the QLAC is and why it's caught your interest here in the past, you know, 6 months or so.
That's one of my favorite things to recommend to clients. I haven't always been successful in getting clients to implement it, but it goes by this idea of controlling the things we can control and then providing a range of our outcomes or maybe even thinking about risk-based guardrails to approach it. So, of course, we've got great financial planning software I happen to use, like Right Capital and Income Lab, that help model some of these various scenarios and helping the client understand. One of the things we don't know is how long you're going to live and how much income we need to generate over your lifetime. So helping clients translate, or me translating, what is the academic research that is so strongly in favor of these longevity insurance options with the deferred income annuity and taking into a QLAC, which is a much easier sell than maybe just a regular deferred income annuity, because clients understand this RMD thing that's looming over them. And while we're going to execute Roth conversions, taking away to also step back and say, well, let's fit this into the big picture plan. And how does it work if we ensure that you're going to outlive your money, or at least a portion of it, and do that in a way that helps the client frame it in a better psychological decision? So that's what I found with QLACs. Now, again, do all clients implement? No, but it's something that I'm presenting to most of them. And it's exciting to see when they do take that, how it enables them to go back and spend more now, withdraw it down now. Or in the case of one of my own clients that we just did it with, starting to give more of the legacy now while she's alive. You know, the idea of giving it with a warm hand than a cold one. And that has been so rewarding for her.
Yeah. That's great. And hopefully QLAC will be a tool that more and more people will catch on to, because it really can benefit a client with the right situation. You know, we talked about a few different products here as fixed income alternatives. You mentioned when you started working with us how you actually came to find out about DPL. Could you just shed a little bit more light around that situation and how we were able to problem solve for you with that held away annuity from one of your clients?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the initial spark, what brought me to DPL and got me access to all these other great things. So the client, again, wanted to move away from their advisor, she interviewed a couple of other people in town and got the brush off from the majority of them, probably thinking it was not worth their time or effort based on it. But yeah, you guys were able to jump right in and help transfer that annuity, get me the ability to go in there and help have control over the investment allocation within the product to help integrate it into the overall plan, turn income on and off based on the riders that were already there, as we did her some of her tax planning as a piece of that, and really just help her, again, go back to the idea of sever all the prior relationship and have everything all in one roof, which she was looking for. So without DPL, I probably would not have been able to win that client relationship and certainly not be able to take her to the situation where we are now with a much more integrated, holistic financial plan.
Yeah, I think that's a really good anecdote of how we're not just here to transition annuities to the commission-free side via a new product sale, but how we also can take over as agent of record on existing policies, because at the end of the day, we want to be here holistically in the annuity space. So even if we can't convert something that, you know, maybe in surrender or may have a very high benefit base that from a suitability standpoint isn't recommendable to move to the commission-free side, we can still help advisors hang on to that commissionable business, have the visibility, like you mentioned, be able to help manage that client in a more holistic way rather than just saying, yeah, that annuity is over there, figure it out. So yeah, really good story. And it's funny that that's the way that you came over to DPL, knowing that now you, you've also really picked up on a lot of the commission-free solutions.
Yeah, it was a complete journey in that way.
Yeah. So one other subject that I wanted to touch on here is that I think I've heard from the advisors that I work with, they get it. They understand why annuities in the right situation make total sense for the client, whether it be guaranteed income or generating additional yield in the fixed space. But some of them holding those previous thoughts they had on annuities, you know, the stigma attached to them that some advisors didn't really love annuities for a while during their careers. Even when they get it, they still think it's hard to bring up to clients because some clients carry that same thought process around annuities and that they don't need it in their plan. So to that point, how have you found success bringing up annuities to clients and kind of reframing that stigma that was previously attached to these products?
It's almost every client kind of conversation. And for better or worse, right, it's something that you have to be prepared to address. So I mentioned it earlier, but starting with that, where is the client coming from personally, right? So their money story is inextricably tied to how they feel about money. And maybe they've seen bad examples or even had prior bad examples with kind of those annuities products, right? But just like anything, a word annuity is not enough to get enough context until you start to tie it back. So when we build the plan, we say, well, what's the need? How does that tie into what you are specifically trying to accomplish? And then for those who are thinking like, well, let's go a full portfolio withdrawal, the whole probability-based, as Wade Fowle calls it, versus the safety first. And let's showcase, well, okay, here's how much you could spend. So there's a part that's the human element, the story, being empathetic to where clients are coming from, asking good questions. Well, you said this word when you were talking about this. Tell me more about what that means. Have you had bad experiences, right? Letting the client feel heard and understood, right? And then there's also the technical side and how you may have a chance to break down the math of implementing this strategy may allow you to potentially have more options on the portfolio withdrawal side, right? You could be either, you know, more aggressive with your withdrawal rate, knowing that you can be flexible with that because that's covering mostly discretionary kind of expenses and things like that, and then bridging those two together. Ultimately, you know, it's part education, part advice, part advocacy, but tying it back to what's important to the client. And so, you know, within the DPL dashboard, I'm able to like help run a lot of reports. And of course, your support of running a variety of illustrations, because I want to model A, B, and C. Let's change this over here to make sure that the client has options, be able to understand how it fits into their plan, and really just integrate it all together.
Yeah. No, that's great. And yeah, I think it's important to note that we're here as DPL consultants to have you guys bounce ideas off of us, you know, any specific annuity case. But there is that platform on the DPL dashboard to go in and kind of learn this stuff yourself and become a master of it. And you mentioned another feature on the DPL platform earlier in our conversation adjacent to Wade Fowl, which is the RISA tool. And so I know that you utilize that tool a decent amount. So I wanted to see if you had any success stories with the RISA tool and helping a client understand the best way that they can attack retirement.
Yeah. So the decumulation puzzle, which, you know, academics have talked about and probably will keep talking about for a long time. Why do clients not like to take guaranteed income? And part of the reason is, I think we touched on it a moment ago, like, well, maybe they had bad experiences, but a part of it is they have never done the self-exploration or understanding of what is important to them. And so the RISA is an evidence-based way to break that down, right? It's ask a whole battery of questions about what their preferences are. And then based on that, gives a nice, clean, simple few page PDF that the client can get access to immediately if I choose to do so through the dashboard there, which I typically do. And then the next meeting after they filled it out, we go through it. And what does this mean? And how does this apply to your plan? And okay, you've already got some generous Social Security, but let's see what we could do to supplement that. Tie it in how it fits together. When you got a married couple, right? And one of them may have slightly different styles with each other. Talking about how, like, maybe some of those money differences or even trying to understand each other where they're coming from. When we're talking about these concepts, like, how do you take lifetime income out of the portfolio? And then circling back to what we've talked about throughout this podcast, which is tie it back to the client goal. Mr. Mrs. Client, you told me that these are the top five things that are important to you. You don't want to run out of money when you're old. You want to make sure you never become a burden to the kids. You want to be able to give, travel, and spend this money now, right? Okay, well, when we tie those things together, these are the best tools to help you accomplish that. And watching the client light bulb go on at that point, it really just brings it full circle most of the time.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Glad to know that advisors are using that RISA tool and being able to have those conversations with their clients. You know, with that, I think that's everything that we wanted to touch on. So really excited that you were able to join the podcast today. Excited to continue to work with you and thankful for the partnership that we've already established here. If you'd like to add anything else today, Daniel, then feel free. But otherwise, it was great to have you.
Yeah, the beauty of what I think DBL has given me is also just, I often explain to clients how, you know, I'm a solo advisor in the sense that, right, they're only going to ever work with me, but I've got a great set of teams, right? So you represent that back office focus, who can be the experts, right? And I can be the one kind of in that client interaction. I don't have to spend time reading 40 companies' different prospectuses, right? I can leverage your skills and expertise, Jackson, and then all the tools that DPL has to bring the best kind of options to the client and integrate into their full financial plan. So, you know, in that sense, right, you guys are helping me do better by the clients, implement better plans, be that back office team that helps represent, you know, I'm not just doing this alone. And I think clients have really, really benefited from that, both psychologically and then obviously financially in their financial plans.
Awesome. Well, again, Daniel, thank you. I want to invite everyone to subscribe to whatever means you're listening to this on, Spotify, YouTube, I think a couple other platforms as well. Also invite you guys to go over to dplfp.com to learn a little bit more about who we are if you're not already familiar, and check out those tools and resources that we've been talking about today. So with that, thank you, Daniel, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.